This is Jordan Sekulow. Yet another Democratic senator is calling for the Fairness Doctrine. Today, Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa.
Thanks again for all you do to get the truth and the facts out there.
They're just shutting down progressive talk from one city after another.
There you go. We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
You know, some balance on the airwaves, that's all. You know, we're not going to take any of the conservative voices off the airwaves, but just make sure there are a few progressives or liberals out there.
That's why we need the Fairness Doctrine back.
We'll work on that together.
We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
There it is. You heard it here on the Bill Press Show. Senator Tom Harkin. Bring back the Fairness Doctrine.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Folks, every day where we think maybe the pressure is going down a little bit in Washington, D.C. to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, more news reports, more stories. Now, Senator Harkin, a Democrat from Iowa. I don't even like saying that I said Democratic in the tease today because it's really not Democratic when he's talking about the Fairness Doctrine. I'll play this again in a second. I just want you to hear it one more time, what Senator Harkin has said about bringing the Fairness Doctrine back. Remember, we've already heard from Senator Stabenow from Michigan. We've heard from Nancy Pelosi. We've heard President Obama make some remarks which are very troubling. We've also heard from members of the Congress, members of House. We've heard from FCC commissioners. But now we're getting senators on the record. Listen to this again, folks, loud and clear. Senator Harkin from Iowa.
I read your op-ed in the Washington Post today. I ripped it out. I took it to my office. I said, there you go. We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
Folks, understand that. We have to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again. This is a true battle, a real battle. It is why we continue to push so hard over the air on the airwaves here to get you to sign this petition. It is that important, folks. This is ridiculous. I want to go to what Bill Press said, who is the radio show host. He said, after Senator Harkin said we have to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again, he said, all right, well, good for you. You know, we got to work on that because they are just shutting down progressive talk from one city after another. And he just wants some balance on the airwaves, that's all. The reason that these, quote, progressive talk stations, which really means radical left, because, you know, they never would call us something with that nice of a word, like progressive. No, no, no. So I'm going to call them what they are, which is radical left. They're getting shut down because no one's listening. Even if the government forced all these people to air their programs, no one would listen. And my dad's joining us now after these comments by Senator Harkin. Dad, welcome.
Hey, thanks. And, you know, I was not even planning on being on the broadcast today. And I've been on an appointment, but when I got the word, I got the email this morning that Senator Harkin had made this statement, I got very, very concerned because now you've got a senior member of the United States Senate that has said without any question, not only does he want the Fairness Doctrine to come back, he is going to make it happen. So it's not just Debbie Stabenow now. You've got a senior member, one of the most senior members of the United States Senate, mandating that the Fairness Doctrine comes back. So, folks, this is not, listen, while they're discussing the stimulus package, let me tell everybody, they're planning on getting this through as well. There's no doubt about it.
I want to go to Than Bennett because, Than, what we have seen now here in Washington, D.C. is a change. It used to be really some of the more far-left members of Congress, the Dennis Kucinich types, who were calling for the Fairness Doctrine to return. Now you've got the Tom Harkins of the world, the Debbie Stabenows, the Midwesterners, the Iowans, the Michigan, the folks from Michigan calling for the Fairness Doctrine. It's spreading through. Dick Durbin has called for it from Illinois. It is spreading through the U.S. Senate. Of course, the real pressure here is that the FCC could do this, the new commissioners that President Obama appoints, without even getting Senate approval.
Well, that's right. The coalition to bring back the Fairness Doctrine really is spreading. It's spreading both in terms of the conference as well as across the nation. And you know, the two quotes that he made that really trouble me are the ones that he made about shutting down progressive talk. Well, that's just not true. I mean, some of these shows come off the air, but they come off the air because people aren't listening to them. There's nobody that's actually shutting down progressive talk. And the other one was that he just claimed that they want balance, you know, that they don't want to actually take conservatives off the air. Well, we know from 40 years of the Fairness Doctrine having been in place that actually when it's in place, both sides come off the air. So he's just really not speaking truth as he calls for this reimplementation.
Folks, don't let people like Tom Harkin and President Obama and this new administration shut down conservative radio. You keep the pressure on. Even Debbie Stabenow is getting worried about her comments because of the pressure from conservative radio and from constituents across the country. That is why we need you to join with us and stand for broadcasters' freedom, to stand up against the Fairness Doctrine, to say no to Senator Harkin and no to Bill Press and no to these individuals who are calling for the return. We know what that means, silencing conservative airwaves. So call right now. This is our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's the number you call right now for broadcaster freedom, 877-989-2255.
There's a dramatic warning coming from Capitol Hill. More talk from members of Congress who want to bring back the dangerous Fairness Doctrine, measure that would muzzle Christian broadcasters, giving the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. The latest push to bring back government-mandated speech comes from Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan.
I think it's absolutely time to pass a standard. Now, whether it's called the Fairness Doctrine, I absolutely think it's time to be bringing accountability to the airwaves.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to protect free speech. Say no to the return of the Fairness Doctrine. There's important new legislation that would bar the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the ACLJ in supporting the passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. The time to protect free speech is now. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At aclj.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org.
This is my right, a right given by God.
I read your op-ed in the Washington Post today. I ripped it out. I took it to my office. I said, there you go. We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
Tom Harkin, Senator Tom Harkin, one of the leading Democrats in the United States Senate. And folks, if you didn't think this fight for the Fairness Doctrine was going to be this serious and this direct, well, now you know without a doubt exactly what's going on here, and it's going to be huge. And I will tell you something else. And we know that we are in a fight to keep conservative talk radio on the air. But as Craig Parshall, the general counsel for the NRB, said, and he's right about this, it's not just conservative talk radio. More specifically, it's Christian talk radio. That's where the cases came out. And Ashton Hardy, one of the former FCC lawyers back in the 70s, a very, very good FCC lawyer. He was the FCC's general counsel. He said most of the enforcement, Jordan, I want everybody to hear this, and this is important too with our government affairs work, that most of the enforcement on the Fairness Doctrine was in fact aimed at Christian radio. So we know how serious this threat is, folks. I want to tell everyone that's listening to me right now to go to your phones. Jordan's going to give you the number right now, and you call and add your name. We have got to get broadcast freedom through. We're already seeing, by the way, with the pressure we've put on, Debbie Stabenow, Senator Stabenow, back off. So now we've got to get Senator Harkin to back off as well. So we need everybody to call right now in support of broadcast freedom. You really need to do it today. This is going to be a major thrust for the Senate as soon as they get the stimulus package done.
877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call right now to say no to the Fairness Doctrine, to add your name to this special petition fighting for broadcasters' freedom, both in Congress, on Capitol Hill, in Washington, D.C., at all levels of government, folks, because this could happen many different ways. Like we've said, it could happen legislatively. It could happen through the FCC as well. So we have got to keep the pressure high. That is how you win these battles, by keeping the pressure on the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., and the administrators in Washington, D.C., very high. So call this toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones. Manuel is calling from Florida on line 3. Manuel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Great.
Hey, the reason I was calling is, you know, people have to wake up and open their eyes, you know what I mean? With this, you know, Obama guy in office now, you have to start seeing the stimulus package. They were saying how, you know, the schools that have Christian programs or even groups aren't even going to be getting funding. And a lot of those schools are in, you know, bad neighborhoods or, you know, neighborhoods with predominantly African-American and Latino immigrants and stuff like that. And, you know, the Democrats are usually all about them, but since they're Christians, no, let's take that away. And now with this whole thing of the fairness doctrine, they're basically trying to stifle the Christian and conservative voice that speaks up against immoralities and, you know, of today's
politics. Well, it's even really more than that, because what they're trying to do, and I appreciate your comment, what they're trying to do is not only stifle your voice, but they want to get a very radical agenda through the United States Senate and at the same time not allow you to address it. Because we've seen when we've been able to address these issues, we can make major changes and get very positive results. They know the importance and the power of Christian radio and talk radio generally, especially conservative talk and Christian talk, and they're going to do everything they can to silence it. And, Jordan, that's what we're finding. When you've got Tom Harkin making these statements, you know it is very, very serious.
Yeah, I think we need to play this again, folks, the exchange between Bill Press and Tom Harkin to understand here why Bill Press, who is pushing this very hard, just listen to the words they use.
We need the fairness doctrine back.
We'll work on that together. Hey, thanks, Senator. Always good to talk to you. All right,
hey,
great.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
There it is. You heard it here on the Bill Press Show. Senator Tom Harkin, bring back the fairness doctrine.
Folks,
you know what's the irony here? They want to bring back the Bill Press wants to bring back the fairness doctrine because nobody's listening to him. And you know what? They'll bring back the fairness doctrine and still nobody will be listening to him. That's the reality. I mean, this is why the outrage on this is unbelievable. It is palpable. Senator Harkin saying it does up the ante significantly.
And if people wanted to listen to progressive radio, let me tell you, folks, there would be as much or more progressive radio on the network than there is conservative talk radio. In fact, a lot of the owners of the conservative talk stations, many of them are Democrats and liberals, but they're also businessmen, and they've got to put on shows that are going to get advertising fees. People like Rush Limbaugh are going to get a lot more listeners than Bill Press. They've got to make business decisions, regardless of just politics alone. And then, of course, Christian radio is about certain issues and of course, beliefs that we all share. Even if we differ on some issues, we have core set of beliefs that we all share for. And that's why we fight for the same issues in Washington, D.C., and our ability to educate you here every day. People that listen to Christian radio don't want to hear Bill Press tell them why abortion is okay or why we shouldn't care about the fight for marriage. They don't want to. They're not going to listen to that. And if they do, there are opportunities to. You can turn on NPR. You can turn on some liberal talk shows. They still do exist, especially locally. Those are there. It's just not as widespread. And that's what Bill Press and many of these Democrats are so bitter about. They want this off the air because this is the last bastion of conservative thought. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Arnie's calling from Florida Online 2. Arnie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, hello. I have a couple of questions, comments. But first, I need to answer one question. They keep referring to bringing back the fairness doctrine. What caused it to go away? That's the first question I want to ask.
That's a good question. 1987, President Reagan said with the FCC, enough was enough, that it wasn't working, that it showed that there was an FCC report that came out in 1985, and it showed Congress that it was not working. Fan, you have some details, actually, about that.
That's right. The 1985 FCC report actually referred back to the 1969 Red Lion case, which actually said that if it was ever found that the Fairness Doctrine was reducing conversations on controversial issues, that the Fairness Doctrine should be repealed. Well, that's exactly what the FCC found in 1985, and that led to the repeal in 1987. And listen, this speaks to the bottom line point here. When the Fairness Doctrine is in place, when a program triggers the Fairness Doctrine, it is the broadcaster himself that is responsible for airing the other view. So a broadcaster really has no choice. I mean, he's not going to pay for programming that can't support himself out of his own pocket, so he's just going to pull both off the air. That's what the FCC found in 1985, and that's why it was repealed in 87.
Folks, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Kim's calling from Massachusetts Online 4. Kim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kim.
Thank you so much for your program and what you do. I had a comment and then a question. I just wanted to encourage the people of God to remember that the Word says that the kingdom of God is taken by force. And I also just wanted to ask you, what could we, you know, the regular citizen do to let both the liberal media and the senators know that we do not want this fairness doctrine in place? And I also wanted to know, how would this fairness doctrine impact Internet radio?
Well, it shouldn't internet radio unless they really broaden the expansion of it. But I'll tell you what it will impact, and there's no doubt about this. if you don't speak out, they're going to make this thing so broad that it will basically stifle and end. The penalties will be so significant it will stifle and end the ability for a radio station to make the determination that they want to continue a conservative talk radio or Christian radio. And that's really the problem here. So I want to encourage everybody that's listening again. I've got to go back into a meeting. Jordan's going to be taking more of your calls. Jordan, let's make sure everybody continues to support.
It's very easy, folks. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That is how to add your name to the fight, to join your name to the fight, as we compile the tens of thousands of Americans across the country who say no to the fairness doctrine, however it comes, whether it's a different name, a new name, through the FCC or through legislation, folks. We are compiling tens of thousands of names to keep the pressure on Washington, D.C., until we know the fairness doctrine truly is dead. And let me tell you, folks, every day that we think maybe the fairness doctrine, maybe the pressure is coming down a little bit, maybe our pressure has worked, some people start backing off. A new senator takes up the fight. Now it's Senator Tom Harkin. When we come back from the break, we will play more of those bites again, so you can listen to his words. Every day, folks, that we think, I wonder if anyone else will comment on it. Of course, they do. And that is why it's so important. And Than, it has been very interesting to watch in Washington, D.C., how this has happened, where one senator starts, they kind of back off, then the next senator comes, and then they kind of back off, and on and down the line.
Well, that's right, Jordan. And that's why it is so important for our listeners to engage on this, because what we've seen is folks like Senator Stabenow, Senator Dermott have come out strongly in support of the Fairness Doctrine. But then they've kind of taken a couple of steps back, and they've done it for a couple of reasons. And the main one is because the public just does not support the Fairness Doctrine. Congressman Mike Pence said it on the air with us a couple of weeks ago. When it comes up for a vote, it gets defeated every time. The public is not behind it. And the second reason that they're backing off of is because it's much easier for them to keep their hands clean and just let the FCC do it. So our listeners have to engage to prevent it from happening legislatively, and we will engage at the FCC to try to prevent it from happening there.
Folks, if you want to engage this fight right now, we need you to. If you have not yet signed on to this special petition for broadcasters' freedom, I need you to today. We need you today. All the broadcasters around the country on Christian radio and conservative radio need you to stand with them. Call right now, folks. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255. We've also got a very important new video from Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, online. An Egyptian cleric just a couple of days ago warning youth of the dangers of Valentine's Day. More dangerous than cholera, more dangerous than AIDS. You should check that out, ACLJ.org, with that new video from Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute. But to stand up for broadcasters' freedom, call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
There's a dramatic warning coming from Capitol Hill. More talk from members of Congress who want to bring back the dangerous Fairness Doctrine, a measure that would muzzle Christian broadcasters, giving the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. The latest push to bring back government-mandated speech comes from Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan.
I think it's absolutely time to pass a standard. Now, whether it's called the Fairness Doctrine, I absolutely think it's time to be bringing accountability to the airwaves.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to protect free speech. Say no to the return of the Fairness Doctrine. There's important new legislation that would bar the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the ACLJ in supporting the passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. The time to protect free speech is now. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to JSecula Live. This is Jordan Secula. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. For those of you just joining us, let me play it again. The bites from Senator Harkin. This is a senator from Iowa on again with Bill Press discussing the Fairness Doctrine and why he wants to bring it back.
I read your op-ed in the Washington Post today. I ripped it out. I took it to my office. I said, there you go. We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
They're just shutting down progressive talk from one city after another. And all we want is that the, you know, some balance on the airwaves. That's all. You know, we're not going to take any of the conservative voices off the airwaves, but just make sure there are a few progressives or liberals out there. Right.
Exactly. And that's why we need the Fairness Doctrine back.
Folks, just so that you know that every day when we come on here hammering home how scared we are about the Fairness Doctrine, how important it is to engage this fight, I keep playing those clips over and over so that you know this battle is real. There are not a lot of networks that are going to be playing this today. There's not a lot of radio shows that will necessarily be playing this today or TV shows on mainstream media. But what's important is that you hear it, from their own mouths, their own words, about the Fairness Doctrine, so that you know every day we're not pushing this for no reason. We don't want you to sign up for no reason at all. This is a very real fight in Washington, D.C., and it's why we need you to join us at 877-989-2255. We have got a full bank of phone calls, so I'm going to go right to them and take as many calls as we can. Let's go right to the phone. Shay's calling from Washington on line 3. Shay, welcome to JSecula Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
and thank
Shay.
You so much for what you're doing. You know, I just wanted to point out, you know, we elect these officials. We're the ones that vote them in, and they are now deciding that that's enough for them. We've voted them in, and now they're saying, okay, we'll take it from here. We're gonna make the decisions now for you. We're not going to listen to your voice, and we're not going to inform you of any of the issues.
Well, Shay, you're right. They don't want to talk about these issues. What's been interesting, and I'll go to Than Bennett here in Washington, D.C., is Than, well, first you had Senator Stabenow talk about this. Then she really backed off. Now you've got Senator Harkin. When the pressure starts, everybody says, oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore. The truth is what will likely happen here is you'll have the senators discuss it, throw the meat out there, see what happens, and then it'll end up happening through an administrative order at the FCC.
Well, that's right. And the caller is exactly right to point out the difference between elected officials and unelected bodies like the FCC. When this bill or this language has come before the House of Representatives, it came out in a couple of years ago in the form of an amendment. The elected officials that have to answer to the people voted 309-115 to not to implement the Fairness Doctrine. However, the five members of the FCC, they're not elected, so they don't have to answer to the people. They are just simply appointed by the president. And therefore, if they were to implement the Fairness Doctrine, they wouldn't have to answer to any of the voters. So we have to make that clear. When elected officials have to speak on this, they reject it. It's the unelected officials that don't have to answer to the people that are really problematic.
Folks, I got my dad back on the broadcast again. Dad, welcome back.
Yeah, listen, I'm driving here in Nashville, so it's a bit noisy, and I wasn't planning on calling back, but I heard that Tom Harkin, our producer played the Tom Harkin bite again. Let me tell you something, folks. This is, I just left the National Religious Broadcasters Convention here in Nashville, where this was the topic of what's being discussed. And the concern is palpable. You can feel it in the room. You can feel it when you talk to the largest broadcasting stations and the smallest. And now you've got Tom Harkin, after we put pressure on Senator Stabenow, so she starts backing off. They intentionally, in my view, move to have Tom Harkin come right back in and say, no, we've got to have the Fairness Doctrine. I want to ask our producer, play that clip again, folks, and I want you to listen to something very carefully. I'm going to tell you what it is. Listen, play again, and then let's listen back.
They're just shutting down progressive talk from one city after another, and all we want is that the, you know, some balance on the airwaves. That's all. You know, we're not going to take any of the conservative voices off the airwaves, but just make sure there are a few progressives or liberals out there, right?
Exactly, and that's why we need the Fairness Doctrine back.
Well, I mean, you hear that? That's why we need the fairness doctrine back. Not that's why we should debate the issue. That's not why. Nothing. That's why we want the fairness doctrine back. Remember, the FCC commissioner who warned us about this last week said, well, this may be coming from a... it may be worded or called something else. You know what? I think, Jordan, they're so bold, they're going to call it exactly that, the fairness doctrine.
They may very well do so. And, folks, when you look at whitehouse.gov, you see the language that the FCC commissioners who are against the fairness doctrine have been warning us about. And when President Obama's own White House press secretary was asked about the fairness doctrine, listen to the laughter and how casual this is from the White House, who, again, President Obama said, I do not support the fairness doctrine during the campaign. Now listen to the White House response.
I thought we were talking media. About DTV.
Well, does the president believe that...
this is on the same planet.
I'm pretty sure I did not... I don't think I got an answer to my question. I think we were talking about DTV, and now we seem to be somewhat... I'm going to go back to baseball. Far afield on the fairness doctrine.
You hear the laughing back there, folks? That is the mainstream media at the White House press corps laughing because they love the fairness doctrine to be back.
Sure.
Then they control the news again. ABC, NBC, CBS is the only news outlet. No more conservative media. No more conservative talk radio. They then control the news, and we know what their message is. I mean, you put NPR with CBS, NBC, and ABC together, and you've got the largest liberal conglomerate networks in the world. And that's exactly what they want. That's why they're laughing when they're asked about it.
I want everybody that's listening, I'm going to have to go back into this meeting, but as we close the broadcast out in the next few minutes, Jordan will take some more of your calls. But folks, you go to your phone, at least write this number down and call as soon as we're done. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's sign on and support Congressman Pence's Broadcast Freedom Act. It is critical. Again, 877-989-2255, also ACLJ.org.
Folks, let's go right to the phones. We've got so many calls coming in. I want to take as many as possible. Let's go to Sylvia calling from North Carolina on line 5.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sylvia.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a registered nurse, and I just wanted to bring to light something that I don't... It's kind of in line with what you're saying about the Fairness Act.
Right.
I don't agree with people being stifled or opinions being oppressed, and I feel that that's happening a lot in the hospital setting. And I'm a Christian, and I believe, as a patient advocate, that we should be able to educate our public about what's going on, whether it's healthcare, whether it's politics. And I don't understand the ignorance that, I mean, what you guys are talking about to me is just ridiculous. I mean, I've never heard of this act until today. I'm driving through North Carolina, and I'm listening to the radio, learning about what you're telling me, and it just seems like every industry you turn around in, they're trying to manipulate or, you know,
stifle speech.
Thing in there, you know, so that it's controlled by government, whether it's, you know, the monies that they're trying to bail everybody out. You know, I think
right.
It's important that your government backs you up, but I don't understand why in every industry now that I turn around and look, there's somebody trying to control something.
Well, you know, Sylvia, you make a very good point here, and I want to thank you for your phone call. You're probably, and I'm just judging this from your voice, around my age, which means we did not really understand the full ramifications, and Than as well, of what the Fairness Doctrine was, because we were just growing up as it was coming to a close. But that's why ACLJ this week and Jay Sekulow Live and all of these different programs were not on the air. There was no Rush Limbaugh in 1985 because of the Fairness Doctrine. Sylvia, you make a good point. This is very important debate, folks. It's all about keeping a free and open debate over the airwaves and discussions over the airwaves. And you heard it again. Let's play it one more time very quickly. We are calling it out. This is the call from Senator Tom Harkin. He is a powerful senator in Washington, D.C. Listen to what he says.
I read your op-ed in the Washington Post today. I ripped it out. I took it to my office. I said, there you go. We've got to get the Fairness Doctrine back in law again.
If you have been waiting to call to add your name to this petition for broadcasters' freedom, I don't know what else will get you to pick up that phone today. When you heard Senator Tom Harkin say, we want the Fairness Doctrine back in law again. You hear the laughing that goes on. They want to get rid of Christian radio and conservative talk radio. They don't want these issues out there, folks. You have got to stand up. Call our toll-free number right now. 877-989-2255. That's the number you call right now to sign the petition for broadcasters' freedom. We need you to stand with us. We have got to fight this. 877-989-2255. 2255. This could happen with a stroke of the pen. We have got to be ready to go. 877-989-2255.